This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. It seems like we're hearing about another use for drones just about every day. Well, the next big thing might be using drones to haze wolves that are attacking cattle. Down in Oregon, the USDA Wildlife Service's Southwest District Supervisor, Paul Wolf, yes, you heard that right, Wolf says they really weren't too sure what to expect.
Lo and behold, the first wolf we encountered, the pilot flew the drone over to the wolf, and the wolf started to play ball and wanting to jump at the drone and play with it. And right away, the pilot, he calls me and says, "Hey, Paul, this is not going to work."
But Wolf says the first drone attempt was silent, except for the whir of the rotor blade.
This gave us that opportunity to realize that it doesn't work. We put the speaker on it, flew that drone back over to that same animal, and of course it was ready and waiting and wanted to play. And the minute the pilot spoke across the loudspeaker and said, "Hey, Wolf, get out of here," that animal turned and ran. He's like, "I think we got something."
So Wolf says things look promising.
We're at the tip of the iceberg, and we're really excited about what we saw. But I'm thinking, just like everybody else, how long is this going to work? But as of right now, we're excited for what we did see.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the testing of drones to scare wolves away from livestock.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.